USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An aviation student from Saudi Arabia opened fire in a classroom at the Naval Air Station Pensacola, killing three people in an attack the Saudi government quickly condemned and that United States officials were investigating for possible links to terrorism. The assault, which ended when a sheriff's deputy killed the attacker, was the second fatal shooting at a Navy base this week. 12 people were hurt in the attack, including two sheriff's deputies. One of the deputies was shot in the arm and the other in the knee, both expected to recover. The shooter was a member of the Saudi military who was in aviation training at the base, according to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. President Donald Trump declined to say whether the shooting was terrorism-related. He tweeted his condolences to the families of the victims and noted he had received a phone call from Saudi King Salman. He said the king told him the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.